mind is on my money and my fingers on a fat knot. Eyes is wide open and my ears is to the black top. Came up in the trap spot, posted with that crack rock. From the streets to the studio, now I got this rap lot. Back then they didn't want me, but now they all up on me. On me, licks, they fall up on me. Dying bitches call up on me. Yeah, I used to call you homie, homie. You just acquaintances. You broke the G code, nigga. Unique gangsta maintenance. Step your game up. Matter of fact, get an escalator. Somebody call the sweat police to come arrest this hater. Butterfly Ferraris, Porsches with the double dose. CTE, UGK, we hit you with a double dose.
And y'all gon' give me more respect, cause I ain't never giving no respect.
Say 45.
My nuts.
Squad.
Huh? All these computers.
How they want that high shit? Shout out my 100 cloud niggas, man. My 50 cloud niggas. Yo, Spin, what up, Crowdy?
All these computers.
All these social networks and these computers. Got these niggas walking around like they some shooters. See them in real life, they're trying to bust maneuvers. Like pussy talk that same shit from your computer. They had a boy Madonna. Call up my broski Gina like I love the Tula. I just spent some cash on a
okay, now we can go.
Just made some brand new shmoney. What the fuck is that? And bitch, I'm heading to your city. Just a cop up all of city. Me and JJ went for 50. Fill up the gas and it was empty. We heading out the villa. Smoke in front of bitch, no filler. I got racks all in my belly. Shout out the slides, that's the billet. From crooked shites, I'm getting trippin'. Rotate the upper side with my guys and get busy. I'm shooting up the streets, not the gym. I'm shooting at these suckers, not the rim. Tupac above the rim. Put two shots in his chin.
Traffic lights out. What the fuck is going on in Petaluma? Shit is always fucked. Between the construction and this, like, it just seems like I'm in like two intersections a day that are fucked. What would Bobby Shmurda do?
She got high. spinners, I'm ride spinners, they don't stop. Ride spinners, I'm ride spinners, they don't stop. Ride spinners, I'm ride spinners, they rolling.
What up, y'all? This is Jay-Z.
Yo, what's poppin'? It's your boy right here, Q-Tip.
What up, y'all? This is the Ed Nines.
On Shade 445.
The hype is free.
The Hall of Fame.
Hey, check this out, man. It's your boy Young Dro, and you're listening to the new 45 flavor on Eminem Shade 45 Series XM.
Hope
Sam,
you know the thing she's something, nigga.
Make a little little money, leave a little on trust.
Tenacious D just performed, and that was amazing right here.
That was insane.
And
you guys agree?
That was unbelievable. And another guest that we have here is one of my favorite comedians, and he's been on our show before. And to be honest, I consider him a good friend, and he is also has been a pro skater in recent years, somewhat. But super funny guy, successful comic, movie star. It's Tom Green. He's here. Oh, and I forgot. And he's got his own interview show that's going off.
How you guys doing? We're drinking some whiskey here. Tony's drinking some whiskey, right?
Yeah, well, it's a party, right?
Can I say that?
Sure.
Well, yeah. I'm having some beer, and this is a great. Am I supposed to put this on?
I think so.
Okay,
yeah.
We're having a good time. Good to be here.
That helps us.
Yeah.
Congrats. Oh, you do an interview show, but you're on TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, so you don't have to wear these things.
Yeah. This is cool, though. This is like to describe to the listeners at home, we're wearing these elaborate headsets with special microphones that are attached to them, like the Janet Jackson Rhythm Nation tour. You know, she needed to be able to dance and sing at the same time, like Bobby Brown, My Prerogative. Maybe you've seen that on video online. Those are the headsets we're wearing right now, and that's good. So now we can use our hands to drink whiskey and beer.
I didn't think about that.
And do a fun radio show. But I wanted to say, Tony, congratulations on 10 years.
Thank you very much.
10 years.
Cheers.
Cheers to you.
All right.
Cheers, guys. Cheers. 10 years on the air. This is an amazing accomplishment. How many people have been on the air doing television shows for 10 years throughout history? Maybe Johnny Carson. You know, it's a very amazing accomplishment. And it's an honor to be here. So I appreciate you asking me. You know, growing up in Canada as a kid, I was a skateboarder, and I remember it was cool to see Tenacious D here tonight too, by the way. Wasn't that amazing seeing Tenacious D right here in this tiny sound stage here, an intimate interactive experience with Tenacious D. You know the Beach Boys recorded in this studio.
That
here.
Sounds, yes.
That sounds, yeah. Elton John recorded in the studio.
Really?
Michael Jackson recorded in the studio.
Wow.
So it's quite an amazing thing we're doing here today, all of us together here. But
we're creating.
What?
Tony, is he interviewing himself?
No, it's a piece of history. No, I just wanted to say, because it's very exciting for me, and I've probably told you these stories before, but you know, growing up in Canada, you know, I was a skateboarder, and I was a huge fan of Tony, and I remember waiting in line at the Ottawa Civic Center when I was 16 years old to get your autograph, and I had the same haircut as you. We had the Flock of Seagulls haircut, the hair over the...
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just cool to be here, 25, 30 years later.
And we have done,
toasting, toasting, I mean,
really,
to
we
your
have
amazing
done
radio
each,
show. Yeah.
Each other's shows through history. I did one of the early episodes of Tom Green Show.
Let me just move my Janet Jackson Rhythm Nation mic so I can have a sip of my beer. Yeah, no, that was the coolest thing was, so you got, just so you guys, to paint the picture here, when I started my show on a public access television station in Canada in the 90s, and it got picked up by MTV in 1999, and MTV moved us down to New York City, and when they put us on the air, and we'd been on the air for about a week, and we didn't know if anyone was watching or anything, but the very first thing that I remember happening in my New York experience was we got an email from Tony Hawk. And they had email in 1999, actually. Email was new.
Not many people did. You had Glenn working for you.
Yeah.
And he was a computer wizard.
Yeah.
So.
It was a new thing, email. But we had email.
That's.
And you had email.
True.
And you emailed us. And the next thing I knew, I'd been living in the United States of America for about 2 weeks. And you showed up in New York City and came and did our show. And you did the show was you said, meet me at my hotel. And I said, okay, I'm going to bring my skateboard and we'll skate back to Times Square. And we recreated the scene from Future Primitive.
Oh, yes.
Where we just...
That's true.
Can you swear on here?
Yeah.
Where
well,
we just,
they just
fucking
did.
Fucking bum-rushed fucking New York City on our skateboard. And just shredded New York City on our skateboards. And it was the most exciting thing that had ever happened to me at that point in my life, and probably since.
That, and I have my girlfriend to thank for that,
yeah,
because
yeah.
She was the one who told me about your show. I was on a trip, and I came home from a trip, and she said, I just saw this guy on MTV, and he is insane and hilarious and irreverent, and you have to see him. And then I saw your first couple episodes, and that's when I sent the email.
Yep, it was a lot of fun.
Because you had some, there was hints that there was skate influence to your show.
Yeah.
So that was my in.
So much, like, because, you know, you gotta, like, back in those days, like, there wasn't a lot of people doing stuff with video cameras and putting it on TV, and so that was all influenced by Animal Chin. Animal Chin people, am I right? Yeah? Animal Chin. So we grew up watching all the early Bones Brigade videos, and it's basically we're copying your guys' show.
I remember we did a couple things that day in New York City that didn't make the air because you
couldn't get
this is
a great story.
Yeah, absolutely. People did not like to sign release forms after we asked them to.
After we went through their Chinese restaurant under the tables of each customer, assuming on our skateboards.
Yeah.
Unannounced.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
And they were just annoyed. And then we got back, and some people were kind of laughing. Some people recognized him. You were getting recognized at the time because you're like there was a buzz right then. I remember him. He was signed. People would say, "Oh, let me get your autograph." And he would sign Tom Green, and then he read like 1984.
Yeah.
And I said, "Did you just write 1984 on that?" He goes, "Yeah, I want them to think I've been around a while."
Yeah. Yeah.
Build a legacy.
Yeah. It's a little trick. Little trick you can do.
It was like eBay. Yeah, I got Tom Green's autograph in 84.
Yeah. He's been doing this shit for a long time. No, but, you know, that was very exciting. And, you know, it was very exciting. Then a few years later, the show moved out here to Los Angeles. And, you were nice enough to sign me to Team Birdhouse for an honorary skateboard.
That's true. You know why?
Based on my incredible skating ability.
You know, what it was I knew you skated, right? I know you still skated through doing the shows and stuff like that. But when we were in New York, we were in your office. Like, it was the first day we'd ever met. You're in your office, and you were talking about how you wanted to learn how to kickflip. Mm-hmm. And you were, like, trying them, and I gave you some advice. I don't remember what. And you made one.
Yeah.
You're like, I made my first kickflip.
Yeah.
I did a kickflip.
Yeah.
And then I realized, like, you do have talent skating. Yeah. I mean, and back then, like, to be fair, that was very early on. That not a lot of people were kickflipping, not a lot of people were skating then, but.
Yeah. And I'd like to congratulate you, by the way, on, can we announce the new trick?
Oh, no, that's
really?
Something else. Yeah, I was sharing that with you.
You showed it to those private thing?
Yeah.
A private moment?
Yes.
Tony and I had a private moment right before I came out here. We showed me on his iPhone a new trick that he accomplished, but I can't tell you what it is, because
it was a
private moment.
It's not so monumental for the outside.
It was a private moment between Tony and I.
But for me,
but the world is interested.
We can't tell you what it is. But it's an incredible new trick.
It'll be out on video in a month. It's going to be in the whole video thing, but it's something I've been working on that trick for a year, and yesterday was the day.
It's incredible. I just saw it like literally 30 seconds ago before Tony called me up on stage here. He showed it to me in slow motion on his iPhone, and it's really an incredible thing. I can't tell you what it is, but it's unbelievable.
Thank you.
Song needs like a grimy rap verse in the end of it. It's like Jadakiss comes on. Thank you for the rock cocaine that I cooked. You know, it's like that's a really shitty Jadakiss impression. I'll give you that, but. Shouts out, thank you, Brick City, over and over again.
want some action. Women standing on the corner selling satisfaction. One young punk just leaning on the fence, trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. Really is a prankster, trying to be a gangster. Real big wheel when the gun is in his hand. Just to the stick, I just got picked up. One dead punk killed by the man. New York, New York, big city of trees. And everything in New York ain't always what it seems. You might get fooled if you come from out of town, but I'm down by law and I know the way around. Too much, too many people, too much.
Running up behind. Go ahead, jazz, pop the lights, let the cock out. Real don't, real don't like nothing cool, so back to my house. Stand right here, looking up to that jet right there. Spicy cage, but I'm passing the time down there. You better suck your head on them black crawfish. You better be all of me over to dance off this. And you go to this, but I know you do it dead better. You're dead wrong. So if you tell somebody, niggas make noise, niggas bad boy, get your fine ass on the floor, girl. It's a fucking song.
My old school.
Yes, we do have more remixes of Lights.
Soundgarden took the world on a psychedelic grunge trip around the black hole sun. This is the SiriusXM channel that's still floating through the super unknown lithium.
Now here's a different Soundgarden song than the one we were just talking about. Big stretch, big stretch.
Yeah.
Blah. Sign says Barica coffee, best of Ethiopia, one cup at a time! Exclamation point. Like, what if I'm getting coffee for a friend? Does that mean I can't get? So I walk in there and go, I need two cups of coffee. And they're gonna go, fuck you, get out! Go to Ethiopia and get it yourself. Wow. Could I get like a large? Yeah, we'll give you a large.
It's Tony Hawk's idea.
Yeah. Well, it was, I mean, I knew eventually that if, you know, that you would be the sort of breakout personality
you
of
did?
Our show. Yeah, of course.
What, can you tell me something else about my career? Because you know everything then. Do you think I'll be good at racing cars?
I thought you really would, I didn't think you'd quit skating.
Right. Is that, who said, ooh?
Dad, everyone. I didn't think you quit skating. I understand, like, this is the priority, and this is, I didn't think you'd be so busy with radio 24/7, you know what I mean? But you are, and it's awesome.
Yeah, I actually started again, but not for the, I had to get away because I really didn't like sucking, and that was a really tough thing for me to handle, to slowly be surpassed by
So it's all or nothing, is what
you're
saying. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. No, therapy and, it really hurt to suck. You know what I mean? I was like, you can laugh all you want. All I cared about was skateboarding. It's,
right.
Without skateboarding, I would be nothing. And then when people who sucked were better than me, it's very painful to be on the ramp because I have a ridiculous ego and, yeah. And to think that I was that good and then I understand that. You're not that good.
Right.
It hurt. And then I remember the day I actually told Kevin Stubb, I was at your office and I'm like, I'm moving to L.A., and if you're a vert skater, that means you're done.
Kiss of death, yeah.
I'm moving hours away from where there's a vert ramp. I don't care about ollieing off curbs. I don't go down handrails. I didn't even when I was good.
Right.
So it's over. I knew it was over. And for me to go to Venice and skate the bowl, I tried it a few times, and some 12-year-old threw a fucking backside air like twice as high as me, and I'm like, dude, I don't want to be here. Like, this guy sucks, and he's so much better than me.
Dude, everyone's so bummed over here.
What?
Everyone's going, oh.
No, it's a telling story, though. It's good. Like,
I'm just being honest. Like, I don't have a choice. That's just what I am.
But then you came to my ramp on your 40th birthday.
I did. Well, yeah, I did.
I did a 540.
Yes, that was another painful day to realize how bad I got by you know, retiring from being a professional
skater. But
that's
a big deal to come back without having skated at all and do that. I mean, that's frightening.
Yeah, once again, I wish you had told me that before I organized to do a 540 live on the radio, because as soon as I started doing it, I immediately realized that this could be one of the most depressing days of my life, because happy birthday, dude, you can't do that trick anymore. Because that's what was starting to happen.
Man.
And then there was moto dudes there that were like, I don't understand, like, just stand on it. And I'm like, I'm going to make it, but I'm going to make it, and I'm going to get in my car, and I'm going to go home. That's the difference between you and me, asshole. I don't want to die here. Like, I already did a bunch of stuff where I could have died, and I accepted that. But now, I want to make it, and I don't want to be like, yeah, look, I'm a heartbroken. I really was planning on leaving in my own automobile,
right,
with my own brain still in my skull. So I had to, I babied it until I made it.
So what are you doing to risk your life now that you're good at?
Race cars, and I still fight people that are way out of my league. That's, whoops.
You fight people still?
Oh, hell yeah. That's all,
man.
I really want to do. I like going to the, I don't
oh,
really.
But like MMA?
Oh, wait.
Like, I thought you meant, like, fight people at bars. I was like, you're fighting people?
No. I never did that. People think that I'm, like, a violent person.
I like how that's something, but can you imagine someone puts that out there, like, well, I just like to fight people.
Yeah, that's how you said it.
You didn't say every time. I'm down the street, like, step to me, let's do this.
I'm basically looking for a fight anywhere. You know what I mean? I retired from skateboarding. I just knee people in the face at gas stations. It's pretty cool. Usually win because I pick on people that are half my size, good. Women, children, stuff like that.
Yeah. Guys like me. So you're finally good at something.
You're way bigger than a baby, man. What?
So you're good at something.
Well, my son, yeah.
Beating up random people.
Yeah, well, I like losing to people who were legendary in mixed martial arts.
Good,
I got Keith Jardine the other day to beat me up in the ring, and it was, you know, he was like, whoa, you're okay, because he actually kind of knocked me out for a second, and I was like, to my girlfriend, did you get that on video? And she was like, I got it. I'm like, oh my God, that is just like, I want it on the wall. I want it to replay over and over again. Because
I thought that you'd won a couple fights, though, right?
Yeah, the first bums, couple? Man. I beat bums up. Yeah, I mean, not homeless people, I know what it
sounds
like.
You do bum fights.
Bum fights, yeah.
Yeah.
You make a pinch in the face and then you beat them up.
Look, dude, you guys are at a high level at what your sport is. Imagine somebody who's... He just started when he was, I think I started training MMA when I was like 34 or something like that, 35. So I'm not really that good, and I'm old. So these people are, they did 25 years of mixed martial arts. That's all they know, so.
Oh, I'd lose it all. Over you. Oh, I'd lose it.
Oh, this tunnel.
My skateboard career was exactly the same. I likes that. I like that. Yeah.
Thanks, Mace. You're really adding a lot here. Is this like the version of the song that doesn't actually have the fucking verse from Mace in it? That's all I'm listening for. Mace is so dope. Dicks using Streets of Rage music in your fucking promos, making me think about Streets of Rage. Why would I eat bars? After being eaten by a man from Mars.
have a half of the human race. And hip hop ain't don't stop, just blast off. Short shot, cause the man from Mars stop eating cars and eating bars, and now he only eats guitars. Yeah.
This Martian is picky. Very streaky in what he eats. Like, I'm into guitars now. Do you think anyone listened to what she was fucking saying and went like, come on, what? No, what are you doing? Why? Or was like hip hop so nascent at this point that people were like, no, whatever. It's, you know, it's cool. Like, whatever you want to say, it's just like off the head. It's just crazy. It's just say whatever. Or were there people that were just like privately just like, yo, this shit is whack. What the fuck is she talking about?
It is the Big 80s on 8s. I'm Nina Blackwood. And for Beatles fans like myself, there's nothing like an entire show dedicated to all things Fab Four. And we have just that. Breakfast
You're
with the Beatles.
Talking skeleton, Nina Blackwood.
Every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 6 a.m. Pacific, over on the Underground Garage. Sirius XM 21. And for those on the West Coast, it might be a bit early to get up on Sunday, so there is a rebroadcast later that evening, midnight Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific.
Back then, long time ago in Grasses, woke up in a daze. Arrived like strangers in the
office, do office things. So I'll see you guys later. I hope you have a good Wednesday. All right. See ya.